Jerry Bader Show, 1056, a P.S. on the conversation about the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, which is today. Liberals often say that conservatives want to turn back the clock on the Civil Rights Act. You know, this never occurred to me, but they're right. Yeah, we do. Back to July 2nd, 1964, and the original intent of that legislation. As Paul Moreno said at the start of his piece in today's Wall Street Journal, the goal was and is a noble one. The legislation promised to establish individual equality of opportunity under the law for all Americans, something that didn't exist in 1964. And it was corrupted by liberal Supreme Courts and other judges and bureaucrats, and expanded into the very thing critics said it was going to become. Quotas. That's what affirmative action is. All of the things that some Northern Republicans pointed to in voting against it. I guess Northern Republicans is a redundancy because there really weren't Southern Republicans. Southern racist votes, Democratic votes, obvious why they voted against it. That's what it became. Everything its non-racist Republican critics feared. And then on top of all of this, modern liberals, 50 years after the Civil Rights Act, try to claim that we are still living in an era of Jim Crow, and that the problems in the black and other minority communities is still institutionalized white racism. The institutionalized racism that has been instilled post-1964 is not against minorities, and it sure wasn't created by conservatives. It's 10:58. You are just a little more than a minute away from Milwaukee Brewer Baseball. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.